So obviously we're talking about me taking my mask off a meter before I was at the door. Is that really, like, crime of the century?
How many do you do this to, usually?
Don't really need to answer your questions.
All right.
How often do you not wear a mask?
I always wear it. I was wearing it.
Okay.
Why are you so adamant to write fines for something that's like a meter?
Just the law, mate.
The video I'm about to show you happened over the weekend, not in the New South Wales outbreak, rather here in Victoria around the Greater Geelong area where, by the way, not a single case of coronavirus has been detected this entire year. To add to the insanity, the couple it happened to were wearing masks up until reaching the exit where, even according to the CHO directives, masks are no longer required. And unlike some of the videos from confrontational anti-maskers, this couple were fully compliant, including, like I said, wearing masks indoors. You're about to witness how respectful to police they were, giving their details to the officer upon request. But Sergeant Weir, and I'm naming and shaming because the time has come to hold these people personally accountable, finally stopping them from hiding behind their blue uniforms. In the video, Sergeant Weir seems to me like she was on a power trip, but don't take my word for it. Watch it through to the end. Then, if you agree with my assessment, please share it. Who knows? Maybe a previously apathetic family member or a friend who were okay with signing away their fundamental rights in the name of health, thinking it will never affect them as long as they comply, when they see what happened to this couple, maybe they'll reevaluate their position. A couple have agreed to let me run this footage you're about to see on the condition that I protect their identities. They say they were leaving their local supermarket when Sergeant Weir pounced on them because the husband pulled his mask off as he was exiting the building. Weir demanded his ID so she can issue the man a fine, at which point the wife began to record the interaction on her phone.
Just something with your ID on it, thanks.
Driving the road.
Okay. Nothing to do to us.
You really have to take
a look at it.
Yeah, to get a ticket.
We do
the ATP pass.
How much is the ticket?
$200, I believe.
You can't be serious. Like, I wasn't being a smart ass. I was.
Just the details, then.
Someone.
And I'll confirm your ID.
Details, please.
If you don't provide me with your details, I'll arrest you.
This seems very threatening, right? Like, someone who's just walking around the shop, who had their mask on the whole time and they're in the shop. Do you know who's seeing the excessive?
Just your details, mate, that's all I need.
This is when he provides his name, date of birth, and address, which, as I promised, we are protecting.
Are you filming this?
Yeah.
No worries, just 1 second, I'm just going to go to the camera ID.
Off she goes to check his details for the capital crime of removing a face mask before totally exiting the building. No warnings, no questions, and ignoring the pleas of the compliant couple just to let it go. She then comes back to tell them that she's also filming, which makes it no problem at all that the wife's filming. Weird, but okay. Just to clarify, you can, and these days I recommend you film every interaction with police for your own safety, whether they're filming it or not.
Whilst you're filming me, I'm also filming.
Okay, that's fine.
That's absolutely no problem at all.
But, like, you can confirm that we had the mask on until the door.
I can confirm that I sat there and watched you both walk out without a mask on.
I want to see that, then. Because I had it on until the door.
No problem. I'll organise it through security.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You can contest the ticket, no problem.
How vile. These are not troublemakers. These are everyday Aussies living in the suburbs who went to shop to buy groceries and wore the mask as per the CHO directives in a place with zero COVID. Sergeant Weir then has the chutzpah to tell them to contest the ticket after the fact. The fine is $200. Contesting it is minimum $1,000, but more likely $3,000 to $5,000, which, unless you pay $10,000, and take it all the way to the end in which you can apply for a cost order, it comes from your pocket. It cost the seemingly power-hungry cop nothing to issue the ticket. It cost the law-abiding citizen everything to fight. But don't worry. I've promised the couple that we will provide them with a lawyer for nothing to fight the case for them if the tickets do indeed come through. They'll join the many cases we're currently fighting across the country thanks to your help at fightthefines.com.au. If you've donated already, thank you. If you haven't, these are the types of people you're helping, so please give what you can. Let's keep watching.
Why are you so adamant to write fines for something that's like a meter? Just the law, mate.
No, it's not just the law, Sergeant Weir. You have something called discretion, and you're enjoying it right now, stroking your ego at the expense of the people you're supposed to serve. That's why I want everyone to know your name, Sergeant Weir.
No worries. Confirm that. And your details, thanks.
Mine?
Yeah.
Why?
Same offence.
I had mine on.
Well, I'll grab the CCTV, and if it's in dispute, you won't get a ticket. You'll get the... Yeah. Right now? No, I'll get it from Centre Management. Just your details, thanks. Yep.
Don't you feel like this is a little bit of a waste of police resources to go to Centre Management, get the footage, and then give her a fine for nothing?
Thanks. Do you have a license?
Not on me.
No. Just because you have a photo of you, so I can confirm your ID.
How many do you do this to? Usually.
Don't really need to answer your questions.
Alright.
How often do you not wear a mask?
I always wear it. I was wearing it.
Okay.
So obviously we're talking about me taking my mask off a meter before I was at the door. Is that really, like, crime of the century?
Is it the same address? Yeah. Yeah, no worries. Okay, I'll go grab the footage and if...
I think you're an absolute disgrace. Proudly marching away and mocking the people who pay your salary with the fact that they're paying for you to abuse your power. Your behaviour here, Sergeant Weir, is the perfect example as to why so many people in the broader community have lost all trust in police. I reckon everyone needs to see that interaction to understand what's at stake. Complying won't save you. We need to strip law enforcement of their emergency powers that allow them to get away with treating ordinary citizens like that. Again, if they are fine, we'll take on that fine with your ongoing generosity at fightthefines.com.au. And if you've received one of these outrageous tickets, please also submit it there. With your continued donations, we can commit to taking on as many cases as physically possible because no Aussie should be subjected to that sort of disgraceful behaviour and left to fend for themselves. Fightthefines.com.au, check out some of the cases we've taken on so far, submit your story, and donate what you can.